That is the sound of Peter Gabriel on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM radio station. Morning. We're online, we're on digital doodahs, and we're also on 93.5 FM on your FM dial. Right, good morning. Barnes is here. Hello, Barnes.
Good morning.
How are you?
I like that song you just played, Peter Gabriel.
Do you like it, or are you just making conversation?
No. I like the end of it, the drumming at the end. It's very
kind. That's good, yeah.
Oh, isn't it?
Very nice.
No, you couldn't lie about a Peter Gabriel song. He's fantastic.
No, that's right.
Do you remember when he was a hemorrhoid?
He was in
Genesis. Yeah, and he used to dress in some elaborate stage outfits, one of which was a hemorrhoid.
Is that right? No.
Google it, man.
How could you dress up as a hemorrhoid?
Google it.
I don't even know what a hemorrhoid looks like.
It's kind of like a meteorite made of flesh with some holes.
Yeah, I imagine so, yeah. Or like one of those, what do they call those, Cheetos?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is just pull one if you don't know.
Pink Cheetos, that's the name of my new band. KX93.5, this is Laguna's only FM.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
Succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. Win or lose, you gotta get your sheep. You got your mind set on a dream. Succeed at last. Don't you know me? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the hotter the battle you see, be the sweeter the victory. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. Succeed at last. Yeah. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try. Succeed at last. Don't you know it? Don't I show
you? Oh, that's very good advice, that. Thanks very much, Desmond Decker. You can get it if you really want. That's the advice he's giving. He's saying, if you really want it, you can have it, Daniel.
I always take a bit of advice, you know.
Go on, then.
Well, give me some good advice.
I'll give you some advice. Don't pick it, it'll bleed.
Don't pick it, it'll bleed. Don't over-condition your hair on a frizzy day.
Don't sweat the petty stuff. Don't pet the sweaty stuff.
Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things.
That's right. That's what I say. I mean, it's good advice, that.
That's great advice.
And like my father always used to say, to hell with them.
To hell with them and back.
That's what my dad used to say. He didn't actually say that. It was much ruder what he said. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's the only good advice he ever gave me. He said, you know what, Jay? If I were you, I'd please yourself.
He was right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, I agreed with him. But I wasn't allowed to not agree with him. He was very tough, my dad.
I know him.
He spanked me. No, he never did that.
He never spanked you.
He didn't spank you hard enough.
What have you been doing this week, Daniel Barnes?
Oh, all kinds of different things. Did we cross paths in this week?
I saw you last night. I saw you last night, but I never got a chance to talk to you.
No, yeah, I came down to see you playing. That was awesome. No, I just had a regular week. I was doing a few different things around creative fields, as always, and managing people's lives badly.
What, you're managing other people's lives?
Yeah, I got into this whole life coaching business.
Wow.
I hate to say it, Dan, but it's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, man.
I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, physician, heal thyself.
Now, what is the best motivator of an idiot? An idiot. I could get an idiot to do anything. I just use my idiot tools and skills.
Well, you know, some people actually have got a better, you know, better view, a better perspective on other people's lives than their own. A lot of people, you know, if you think about some of the most famous philosophers,
right?
Or the most, I'm just trying to think of like somebody like for instance, I remember this geezer, Alan Watts, who was a Buddhist, American Buddhist.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Died drunk.
You were a big fan of his, didn't you?
I was, yeah. But he's brilliant advice, but right. Died drunk. You know, I think I'm still a lot, but very good at you know.
You gave me one of his tapes.
I don't want to say spouting. Did I give you a CD of him?
Yeah, there was an art. Yeah,
right, and I used to love him. Yeah, but you know, died drunk. So people, you know, I mean, he couldn't fix his own life, but he was very good at.
How old was he when he died?
Oh, I don't know.
Mid-50s.
I don't know, something like that.
Where was he drinking?
Where?
Yeah, where?
In the bedroom.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Would you like to hear a news story and we could perhaps comment on it?
Go on, what we got going on here?
A grandfather who woke up in a body bag died.
Is that a leather jacket? That's a leather jacket.
No, it's not a. It wasn't a members only body bag. Pensioner woke up in a body bag when he was confused for a corpse. Has died 2 weeks after his nightmare ordeal. He's a farmer, Walter Williams.
Right.
78, became an unlikely celebrity after undertakers in Mississippi, where else?
Right.
Noticed he'd started to move. This is quite a famous story. This guy that woke up in this body bag.
Did he?
Well, he was just before, they were trying to embalm him. And he went, hang on a minute.
Oh, my.
Anyway, it turns out he was actually still alive. And it's thought that his missing pulse could have been due to a broken pacemaker. Wow.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. When he became, this all happened,
yeah.
Did he hit the local, like the national media? Was he on TV? Like, this is the dead dude?
Yeah, he was on the news a lot, yeah. This is the dead guy.
This is the body bag guy.
Yeah. He's very old. I mean, he was 78, which is old anyway, really.
Right.
He's not that old, but he looked old and he sounded old.
For that part of the world, it's old. Mississippi,
yeah, they're usually dead by 36 there.
Something like that, yeah.
Back on February 27th, the grandfather of 15.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So he's been a busy lad, this geezer. But it says here, I've lost it now. But anyway, that was what happened to him. He'd been in a hospice because of congestive heart failure, which is a thing that kills a lot of people. He was declared dead because neither the coroner nor the nurses could detect a pulse. Anyway, shortly after, he was taken to this funeral home in a body bag. They were just about to embalm him. And, you know, that's what they do.
You know something? I blame the coroner on this one.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because these days they cut a lot of corners. They're all about saving money and just getting the thing done. You know when Quincy was around? Jack Klugman.
Right.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
That never happened. He was thorough. He would never have let somebody go to the, you know, to the shelf in a bag alive.
He would have figured out who killed him as well.
Yeah, and it would have ended up having the juiciest, biggest steak in town down at Daddy's Bar. You remember that?
Is that right?
He was always at that bar at the end.
The details you can remember from complete rubbish.
Jack Klugman.
Amazes me. All right, so let's play a song. Let's do this one. I like this. We just talked about this last night. David Essex.
Ooh.
Remember him?
David Essex was an actor and also he was in that movie Superstar with Ringo Starr. Remember, it progressed. He was one movie was like where he wasn't famous.
Was it Stardust?
This'll Be the Day and then
That'll
Stardust.
Be the Day.
That'll
Stardust.
Be the Day was the one where he was working on the fairgrounds and everything.
Right.
And then in the second one, he becomes this really reclusive star, and I think that gave England like the first glimpse of what people do when they get wiped out on cocaine. You remember, it was
it was
a pretty moving. The second one was kind of dark. He like got to meet his father and all that. Yeah,
he turned up on famous soap opera EastEnders eventually, apparently.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, he's been on that recently, but he also had another movie called...
He's about 70 now, he's got white hair.
Oh, he'd make a good Doctor Who.
That's a good idea.
David Essex is Doctor Who.
I like it. All right, let's play the track.
Let's do it.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX 93.5.
Dead then the guy that was in the body bag,
the corpse man in Mississippi.
Yeah. How do they know he's dead? I mean, you'd have to. You want a second opinion, wouldn't you? At that point,
there's something not right about that story. I don't believe it. It's rubbish.
No, it's true. It's
rubbish.
No, it's a true story. The thing about it is that at the end of it, I would want a second opinion with the geezer. You know, with a guy. They say, "I'm afraid he's died now," and you go, "Oh yeah, yeah." Right.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like the same.
He's still alive.
And he's doing it again.
He's all right. He's all right.
Come on,
the family all standing around the bed, shaking him, going, come on, you're fine.
You know what? He died once. No, he didn't die.
Right.
He got wrapped. He got double bagged, paper and plastic.
Yep, the whole lot.
Stuck in the cupboard. And then 2 weeks later, he really died, right?
Yeah.
So they say.
Yeah.
I reckon we're dealing with a real-life zombie again. They do come around. There's a couple in town.
Ah, dear. I don't know. I wouldn't want to sue.
Is that the best story in the world news today?
I'm afraid it is.
What about that plane that went missing?
Wow.
Come on now. I was listening to George Nuri on our, you know, on Coast to Coast Radio.
George Nuri.
George Nuri across the desert.
You know that show?
I know that show, yeah.
Well, they had some really interesting ideas about where that plane's gone.
We've got our own, on this radio station, we've got our own version of that.
I think it's in Ibiza.
What, the plane?
The plane and the passenger.
I think they've just gone, you know what, let's go on holiday.
No, I thought they'd do
that. We've got a plane.
We've got a plane. We've got all this gasoline and luggage. It's a tricky one, but I'm thinking they're somewhere like down there in the Balearic Islands.
Let's go to the south. Let's go to the south of Spain.
Right.
Why not?
We've got a plane.
Tell you what, let's have a show of hands. That's what they did. They came out into the thing.
All those that want to just disappear from your regular lives and rave on to ambient music at the Café Del Mar. Raise your hands.
Come on now. They do egg and chips and everything down there. It's not just Spanish food. It's not just paella.
They get everything that you could ever dream of.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's probably what's happened to that plane. I hope it is.
Sad.
Yeah, because it's not good if they're all dead, is it? That's a bit miserable.
No. It's sad and spooky, but these things happen. I was thinking recently that there's not been anything like that for a while. It's just left you kind of, well, what is it? And this is one of those, things. Yeah. Kind of like a Princess Di, you know, one of those, what happened there?
Do we not know what happened with Princess Di? What happened with Princess Di? Oh, there's some sort of conspiracy mystery about it.
She was murdered.
By what's his name? Al Fayed.
Something went on.
The Queen.
Well, there was all different angles again, but yeah.
You think the Queen did it?
Yes.
It was the Queen what done it?
She can be tricky, man. You won't want to mess with her. She's got all kinds of things going on.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I fancy her.
Do you know what?
The old Queen.
I think I do a little bit.
I think it's your patriotic duty.
She's got that rear appeal, hasn't she? She looks gorgeous when she's leaving.
I always tell Americans that. It's your patriotic duty to fancy the Queen. And if you're American, it's your patriotic duty to fancy, Hillary Clinton, say.
Oh, my. Do you know the problem with being the Queen?
Go on.
Everywhere you go, there's one thing that you'll always experience. The smell of fresh paint.
Ah, that's true. Yeah, it's probably not good for you.
Right, she had a butler that worked with her for 25 years. There was a documentary about this guy, and he developed this allergy towards paint.
Because everywhere he went, there's fresh paint.
Yeah, and he used to have to go ahead and just check every corner. And this poor guy ended up with this really bad allergy to paint. And he said, you've never smelled... Because when the Queen comes, they don't just put one coat of paint on.
No,
they start painting it for months.
I know.
And he said it used to be overwhelming. It was like, as things went on and the appeal of celebrity. They're the best celebrities in the world, the royal family. He said, and that's when the paint really came out.
Right.
Poor nostrils.
The paint, and I would imagine, like, the smell of carpet cleaner and all.
Carpet cleaner.
Yeah, it must be terrible for her. You're right, never thought about that.
Think about how much bleach they must use on the royal throne. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you brought her in here, just a normal place, she'd probably faint.
We'd freak out. I mean, if we knew that she was coming in here in 2 hours, what's the first thing we'd do?
Paint the walls, clean the carpet.
Exactly. Clean everything.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I mean, have you ever been to Buckingham Palace?
No.
It's a crap hole.
I'm not surprised, though.
There's newspapers everywhere.
When she gets home, she'll probably have to pour a bucket of rubbish over her head just to
bring her
around.
They have it flown in from Mexico. They have trash flown in and they just rub it into the carpet. I'm telling you. I know from the inside. I've seen this.
Right. Let's have some music. Because that's what we do here. It's KX93.5. We're a local radio station that plays music. That's what we do.
Based in Arizona.
That's our mission statement.
I don't think people realise that we're based in the high desert.
Oh, we're out there.
Oh, we are so far out there.
From a cave.
From a cave in the desert.
All right.
Right.
Jason Petty, KX93.5. There's ash in the pages. Now I've got myself lost.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think you can have sex after your penis has been chopped off?
Of course you can. You can have... Why? Why? Did you just have an accident?
Well, no, there was another geezer got his penis chopped off this week in Britain.
Right, well, there was the first one, that Bobbitt guy.
Bobbitt.
Right, well, didn't he get his...
John Bobbitt.
Right, well, didn't he turn into a porn star?
He became a porn star, yes.
Right.
He didn't turn into one, like some sort of chrysalis.
Well, you're not born like some... one, are you?
No, but...
It's not like being...
No, but he didn't turn into one like a... Like, he suddenly emerged like a butterfly from his thing. He's not, you know what I mean? It wasn't a...
Well, he did kind of...
Metamorphosis.
He did. He went from being a regular dude, and it was like that, and then metamorphosed into,
yeah,
like, being a...
Yeah, I suppose so. It was some sort of...
Tell me... Go on.
It was a cultural metamorphosis. It wasn't... He didn't actually physically become anything.
He followed the tail. Who's this person then who's lost their ding-dong?
Well, some geezer. They're saying that it was a gypsy, band of gypsies that got him.
Oh, they chopped his diddler off.
They went and got hold of him.
Oh.
Do you like dags?
Yeah.
And they got hold of him, and what he'd done was he'd fiddled with one of the wives, and you never do that with gypsies.
Oh, you never fiddle with a gypsy's wife. Well, look at me, I look like a gypsy. You wouldn't want to fiddle with my wife.
Yeah, you're sorry you said that now, aren't you?
No.
You are.
It's gypsy law.
So, what happened was it was the A66 in Middlesbrough.
Right. Oh, that's a notorious gypsy area.
I met a bird from Middlesbrough last night. She was in the Hotel Laguna.
All right.
She had a very posh accent. And I said to her, you've not been in Middlesbrough for years, you.
Yeah.
She said, no, I left when I was about 14.
Where does she live now, Surrey?
No, she lives here now, but she's in L.A.
Oh,
she was all really like, hey, I'm from LA.
How long she lived there? Like 2 years?
Yeah, something like that. American accent. Yeah. Hey, dude. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, man.
I live in LA. Yeah, I've been there about, you know, like 18 months.
What does she do? Lick stamps for William Morris?
Something like that.
Oh, no, that's not nice. So anyway, she was very nice, apparently.
She was all right, but you know what? You're not the like these people. Listen, what the problem is, right, when they go back to England, they're all snooty because I live in LA.
Right.
When they meet somebody else who's lived here longer and has still got their English accent, they don't know what to do. It's a warp for them. It's like, it's a vortex.
It's a weird... Do you know what? There's that weird energy with expats and this and that and who's been here longer and who's got a green card and who's made it and who hasn't. It's a funny thing. It's like, if you ever go up to somewhere like the King's Head in LA, in Santa Monica, it's like a mixing pot of just mindless crap.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how much soccer can you watch?
That's an interesting... place to, but I've never really mixed in that expat community.
Me neither.
But when I got here, I just bought a pickup truck and I was into it. I'm American now, you know.
Right.
But you have to find your balance, don't you? You have to find your sort of, you just have to be who you are, is the bottom line, I think.
Exactly. I mean, there's no point going into a bar that's full of dudes that look like Rod Stewart.
Is that what they look like?
Yeah, man.
No.
Seriously, these guys are like fried up house painters that had some good gigs in Beverly Hills. They once painted Rod's house.
Right.
You know, and they've got like a bracelet on that Rod gave them. And hey, we've been to Rod's place in England. And it's, I came out in 63, man.
Right.
Made a fortune before all this nonsense and all these Mexicans, mate, when it was all British.
Right. And I got my green card out of a box of corn doodars.
That's the kind of, I've got no desire to hang around with that. Though I love England and everything British.
Love their
Some words. Of them do not travel and transpire well.
But seriously, too much tan. Like completely badly tanned Brits in LA with that hairdo, the Rod Stewart hairdo.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Well, these days it's more of like a... They look like they were the eighth member of the Verve.
That's right. The thin, skinny Neil Ian... What's his name? Ashcroft, whatever.
Right,
you see
like
those?
Him.
Yeah, and they've always got an Asian girlfriend, don't they?
Right.
The cool English guy with the Asian girlfriend.
Oh, you should go down the old open wanker. It's fantastic. They do a great bacon and egg sausage and doodah.
Here's a great idea for a business in LA.
Go on.
An English pub... brace yourself.
Yep.
With a door halfway in it.
Right.
Right. And you go through the door.
Careful.
Right. You go through the door. And you know what's on the other side?
No. What?
An Indian.
Nothing.
No! An Indian restaurant! Could you imagine how much. Have you ever seen the likes?
Pub and curry house.
Together.
Yeah.
What a novelty.
How about one that's got this door?
Right.
And then you send these Rod Stewart lookalikes through the door. And what's. You know what's through the door?
Rod Stewart with a gun.
Wanker, wanker, wanker.
Rod the Mod with his baseball bat.
He's another one, Rod, because he's got the. Is he Scottish or is he from London?
Well, are the Bee Gees from Manchester or are they from Australia? Or AC/DC Scottish?
Mostly dead, though, are the Bee Gees.
They're down to like one quarter. They're on the last quarter of Trinity.
It's just B now, isn't it?
It's just the big lion. It's just him down in his mansion in Oxford, rawr, and, you know, jive talking. I can't believe Barry survived the longest. You know that?
Is that right?
Yeah, I thought he'd die.
You thought he'd have gone.
Yeah.
You thought the little geezer, the bald one with the glasses, he was probably the one that looked after himself.
Morris, the one who was married to Lulu.
Yeah.
He should have lived forever because he was the nicest one.
Do you know what? That's amazing that you mentioned Lulu.
Why?
We've been playing this Lulu song all week.
No way.
On the radio. I'm going to play it now.
Which Lulu song is it?
The Man Who Sold the World.
Oh, that's it. The David Bowie song.
Yeah, but it's Lulu singing it. She never wrote anything. Lulu.
No, but
she's not a great writer.
No.
You know, no disrespect, Lulu.
I'll tell you what, though.
That was not your forte, love.
Her name looks really cool when she gives you a check. Lulu.
Who was she married to? Morris Gibb.
She was married to Morris for a while, and their kind of marriage fell apart because he was a really bad drunk. And then he, like, found his life again, and he was just always a really cool guy. When he died, she gave a very moving speech about him and his talents and abilities, and together those guys were amazing.
Right, well, Wife of Morris Gibb coming up on KX93.5.
Right on.
Full English Breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
That's my wife saying that with the sausage thing. Just thought I'd let you know. know, I think that's a bit strange, that song, in an odd way. And I like it, but I think it's a bit weird.
It's kind of Vegas-y, isn't it? I want to, like, do that weird dance.
There's almost it's almost like a Broadway thing, but not quite.
It makes you want to thrust a bit, doesn't it? It's like...
I don't know about that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's a very Vegas version. It's a very kind of cabaret version of a David... But it's a good song. Yeah, Lulu... Yeah. Lulu's not known for her, like, dark side.
No, she's not edgy.
No, but she can put a real nice kind of fruity twist on dark things.
Right, fruity she is.
She's fruity, man.
Good old Lulu, fruity, friend of the Beatles.
Friend of the Beatles, friend of Cilla Black.
Yeah.
Friend of...
Was she a friend of Cilla Black, or did they scratch each other's eyes out?
No, Lulu and Cilla Black were buddies. It was the one who got in everyone's... It was Dusty Springfield. She was the problem.
Ah, Dusty Springfield. I tell you what, though, with a name like Dusty...
Right.
She was doomed from the start, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I'm Dusty. Dusty, Cilla and Lulu. Imagine that.
They were England's finest at that time, 1966, yeah. And there was a couple of others around.
Liverpool
Shirley
swingers.
Bassey.
Shirley. Yeah, I know. Shirley was an outsider. Shirley was black.
Yeah.
And she was Welsh.
Yeah.
Much maligned.
But she was very popular with the James Bond crowd.
Was she? Well, that song was great.
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds Are Forever. And you know what the other big hit was? The minute you walked in the joint.
Big spender.
Wouldn't you like to spend a little time in the car?
Yeah. Do you ever play that song at your gigs?
No. You know, I bet that's not in the system. I'm going to look for it.
What, a big spender?
Big.
Well, you know what?
Spender. How do you spell it like that?
Spender. Yeah, like the TV show with Jimmy Nail in it. Spender.
Big suspender.
You know, if they don't have that, I bet they have Nirvana.
Surely. Shut up. I'm not playing.
I know Nirvana. You're not. Shirley, you're going to wipe Nirvana off there, aren't you?
Shirley Bassey, not in the system, though. Not in here.
Oh,
I can get it, though. I'll get it this week. I'll play it
next
week.
She's good. I've got a Shirley Bassey CD kicking around somewhere. I'll dig it out
for you. Big voice. Weird face.
Weird face.
A squidgy face. Speaking of squidgy faces, we were just talking during that last song about that American thing that happens here.
What American thing that happens?
When you're wandering into a bar.
Yes.
In, say, the Marine Room on, a Thursday night.
Right.
And there's some band on.
Right.
And they're playing... I don't know what. They're playing some matter, little
I'll tell you what they're playing. Santana, Black Magic Woman.
Exactly what they're playing.
That's what they're playing. And if they're not playing that, they're playing Eddie Money.
Right. Which Eddie Money song?
Well, it's not Two Tickets. It's the slower one.
Yeah. Anyway, they're playing that. So they're going, Black Magic Woman. Right?
Right.
But.
No. It's going to be a song with a little bit more pace to it. I know the one. Yeah. I know where this conversation's going.
Well, it's the dancing that's going on the dance floor.
Right.
But we were just talking about this.
We were.
No need to pretend that we weren't dancing.
I know.
It just makes
me uncomfortable. Come on,
it's a bit awkward.
Let's talk about the god-awful cougar dance.
It's the cougar dance. That's what we're talking
cougar
about.
Cougar dance. What is that? I'm really having a good time dance.
It's the Mewlef. It's the mom I wouldn't like to. Because
Spend Friday
because it's Thursday in the bar.
They're just obnoxious.
And
what is it?
They're dancing and they've got their eyes looking at each other in the staring right in the face and with their eyes wide open and the big smile. And it's not the hippie type. It's not the what do you call it, the Grateful Deadlock because they're all right really.
I love those. The ones who take the shoes off and dance and they're all cozy.
Right, like you say. They've always got money.
They've always got money. They can always drive home because they're never drunk. They're always driving a brand new car.
One drink.
And
they've got a VW bus and they've been at Burning Man when it's not even on.
Right. And the only concept they have of rent is the money that guy pays them every month who rents the other house that their parents gave them.
Their parents left them with it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They didn't even leave them. The parents are fine and healthy. They're hippies who live in Marin.
Right.
They had a pencil company. I don't want to name any names, but people who are like...
Is that true? Is that somebody you know?
Oh, there's a few in town. I mean, anyone who's connected to the world of stationery or there's one or two things like surfing accompaniments and what have you. Yeah, there's a few ding-dongs around, isn't there? Yeah. It wouldn't do them any harm to have a day on the shovel, you know? I see them there. I mean, anyone can say what they like about me, but I do know how to operate a shovel.
When you say a shovel, you mean literally a shovel?
I mean literally drag them out to the desert, dig a big hole and stand in it for like 2 days, then come back and say to yourself, you know what? I'm a bit of a spoiled little prick.
I've done a day's work.
I've got a blister. I mean, surfing isn't working. You know, spending money isn't working. Buying a Range Rover is not working. Digging a hole to put a post in there for nothing, for a security fence that's going to guard nothing and have some dude sat there doing nothing, that's work.
You're right, Dan.
I'm not.
You're right. Just how I feel. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed, but you're absolutely right. So anyway,
go on.
For those women that dance like that, they're probably all dental assistants. You know, they're all...
One of them works, if you've got three of them, mm-hmm. right? One of them has a regular job where she works 2 days a week at some, like, plastic surgeons in Newport. And right. she's like the, you know... She got the other friends the discount because she's dating the doctor there. The other two live up in Nellygale. One of them's married to a sport agent. The other one's married to a guy that invented some software deal.
Right, and he gets 4 cents every time somebody buys a DVD player.
Exactly. Yeah. So they come down here, they ride down in the diamond-encrusted Range Rover. They don't spend any money in town. They have one drink between them. And then they do this
weird dance.
They do this weird dance. And the kids in this town...
They're not looking for it. They're not flirty or sexy in any way.
They don't want sex. No, they don't want anything like that. They don't even want people to touch them.
Right.
They just want people to admire them in that's their correct. Beauty. It's like, look how I dance. Look at me.
And they all wish they were in that Laguna Beach, the real OC.
That's the problem.
No, not Laguna Beach. Desperate housewives.
Right.
No, they look down upon the desperate housewives, although they secretly would like to be in the show.
Right, well, this is just basically what the media's bred. It used to be a perfect place for producing, like, really interesting products. And now, this is what happens. It's just like this cycle that gets more intense.
I don't care about the media.
I don't care either.
We're on the media.
We are.
It's KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. Full English breakfast. Ta-da! This is David Gray coming up. Song called My Oh My from White Ladder.
What on earth is going on in my heart as it turns as cold as stone? Seems these days I don't feel anything unless it cuts me right down to the bone. What on earth is going on in my heart? Cause my oh my, you know, it just don't stop. It's in my mind, I wanna tear it up. I'm trying to fight it, trying to turn it off, but it's not enough. It takes a lot of love. Takes a lot of love, my friend, to keep your heart from freezing, to push on till the end. My, oh my. What on earth is going on in my head? You know I used to be so sharp. You know I used to be so definite. Thought I knew what love was for. I look around these days, I'm not so sure. No, nah, nah. My oh my, you know it just don't stop. It's in my mind, I wanna tear it up. Trying to fight it, trying to turn it off, but it's not enough. It takes a lot of love. It takes a lot of love, my friend, to keep your heart from freezing, to push on till the end. My oh my, you know I just can't win. I burn it down, it comes right back again. What kind of world is this we're living in? Well, you never will. It takes a lot of love. It takes a lot of love.
patience to keep your heart from freezing, to keep your spirit free. Ah, my own mind. My oh my, you know it just don't stop. It's in my mind, I wanna tear it up. Been trying to fight it, trying to turn it off, but it's not enough. It takes a lot of love. It takes a lot of love, my friend, to keep your heart from freezing, to push on till the end. My oh my, you know it just don't stop. Don't stop, just don't. My oh my, you know, just don't stop. My oh my, my oh my, you know, just don't stop. My oh my, my oh my, you know, just don't stop. Well, my oh my, you know, just don't stop. My oh my, you know, just don't stop.
Right, so great. David Gray, My Oh My, KX935. That's all you need to know, really, isn't it?
KX935!
Yeah, so Daniel Barnes is here, Fedi here. On KX 93.5, it's 9:54 in the morning on a Sunday.
That hour goes way too fast, man.
It goes quickly for us, but it's very slowly for the people listening. It's relative. That's Einstein relativity. I played at Mozambique on Thursday, you know, the restaurant in town, and I stood in for a guy called Einstein.
What? Yeah, really? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Is he a reggae dude?
He plays a steel drum to tracks.
Right.
You know, like he has backing tracks.
Played. I've seen him. He's great.
Is he?
Yeah, well, steel drums are really difficult to play.
Well, he's called Einstein.
It's like trying to play a cortina with a spoon.
He's a genius.
He is. I've seen him. What's that paper you've got there, Jason?
I want to say this.
Say it.
You are moving. I've said it already, that. Let's come up with this one. These are taglines that I got off the internet this week. And I just inserted the word KX935.
Oh, I remember this.
To our members, we're the fourth emergency service. KX935.
Yeah.
Like that one?
No.
How about this? KX935, Australian for beer.
That one's good.
I like that.
But we don't like Australians or beer.
Making radio smell better.
KX93.5.
Yeah. No point.
Oh, why can't I say
the point?
You're
not allowed to say the
point. All right, I'll try again.
It's part of the corporate thing.
Go on.
All right. It's not TV, it's radio. KX
93.5.
How about this one? If the question is,
huh?
The answer is KX 93.5. Mm-hmm. No, it's not that good.
What was that one I texted you last night? Did you like that
I've
one?
I've just been thrown out of KX 93.5.
No. I've just had the living.
You can't say it.
I can't say it, and that's the essence is in the bing bong, isn't it?
Right, you can't say the rude words.
Bingo!
Yeah, it's not that.
No, it's not that. I use the flim flam word. What are you doing today? Are you jamming? Are you playing anywhere?
I'm going to the dog park in a minute with the pickles.
Oh, where did the dog go? Oh, she's been very good.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. She's good,
you know what? That therapy's really working.
She's not allowed in the studio anymore, but I brought her just for. Tyler said I could have her once a month.
He's a nice guy.
Well, I think once a month. During the week, I'm on the radio 5 hours a day.
I know, I listen.
So I think once a month, that's 5 hours. So I can bring her in here.
Right.
Five times a month.
Perfect.
On a Sunday. Because it adds up to 5 a month. I'm going to get a text in a minute from Tyler Russell saying, no.
No, that's not going to happen. And who's that hippie who turns up every Sunday?
Anyway, so that's what that is all about. We're going to go there, and then we're going to go to the dog park. Then we're going to go meet Susan Davis for breakfast.
Yay, Susan!
Dana Point. And then we're going to go to home and spend some time with the wife. And then we're going to go and have dinner with some friends tonight. And that... Oh, no, and it's Purim today, which is a Jewish festival. I want to go down to the Chabad of Laguna.
Oh, my.
And because it's a thing.
Is that the one opposite the montage?
Yeah.
I like that place. I see those guys kicking around. They're cool.
Oh, they're good guys. So, what you have to do, the thing for Purim is, the most important thing, it's a big party and they all dress up, you know, that's this costume party. But the most important thing is to go and hear the story of Purim read by a rabbi. So I've got to go, and it takes about 20 minutes.
Is it Sam Kinison?
No.
He was a good rabbi, Sam Kinison.
Was he? In what?
Do you remember Sam Kinison, the comedian?
Was he a rabbi?
Yes, subscribe! You remember that little dude?
Was he a rabbi?
Yeah.
You know who else was another comedian?
Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason, that's him.
Take my wife,
too
please.
Jewish. Too Jewish for me.
He was way too Jewish.
I don't like him.
You know, he was funny, though.
Yeah. Okay, so it's KX93.5. There's a load of songs here which I was hoping to play, which I'm now not going to play, because it's too late in the day.
Ooh, so what are we going to finish on? A big one? A big, loud, rocky one?
Something like that, anyway. I don't know.
Just level the ground, Jason.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
Thank you for coming in, Danny.
Hey,
Barnes.
Listen, it's always a pleasure. Handshake.
You just shook my hand there. That's very nice of you. Very formal.
Well, you know what? My granddad always said to me, just be nice to nice
firm,
people.
It's a good, firm handshake there. Very good.
Well, you know what I've been doing all week?
What?
That's why I've got a firm handshake.
Oh, no.
I've been throttling chickens.
I'm going to have to go in the bathroom now.
Oh, no.
Right. KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM radio station. Up next, Steve, then I believe Martin Hanlon will be here.
Yay!
And the day will go by with wonderful music and brilliant people, and that's what we're all about.
And it's going to be a beautiful day in Laguna Beach, it already is.
Mate, it's going to be 80-something degrees.
Wow!
If you're listening outside of Laguna, you know...
Stay out of Laguna. It's not for you.
Yeah. It's too busy already, isn't it?
It is. Oh, look.
Yeah. All right, KX93.5, look after yourselves. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
F1 schedule. All right.